Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. I'll say this. If you're a Bucks fan, you're probably having a fantastic day. There's no doubt about that. We will talk some Packers today. Going to get back into some Bucks chatter coming up here in a little bit. We got to talk some baseball as well. Yasmani Grandal has some things to say regarding the Milwaukee Brewers and some thoughts there. Also, we've got Paul Imig, our Green and Gold analyst, coming up here in a little bit. We'll talk some more NBA. And Mike Clemens is going to be here, our Green and Gold insider, in the last hour of the show. And at some point today, I am told that the Bucks GM, John Horst, is going to be joining us. So I'm excited about that as well. I do want to get back and talk a little bit about the discussion, if you will, regarding Mark Murphy and the Green Bay Packers. Recent article comes out and talks about how Mark Murphy, he is, continuing with this, and it's a communication structure. Can anybody tell me why this is such a big deal? And most teams have owners, and the owners are usually involved in some way, shape, or form. I mean, there was a 30 for 30 piece that I saw on Robert Kraft. And Robert Kraft is as hands-on as anybody, not as hands-on as Jerry Jones, because Jerry Jones, he thinks he's this in-depth football guy when it comes to, you know, talent, and he wants to be everything. Robert Kraft isn't. Robert Kraft is a terrific businessman, okay? And he runs his business a certain way. And what I got from being at Super Bowl and what I got... Robert Ortiz, by the way, the former wide receiver for the Patriots, who joined us on our program, he gave a terrific dissertation as to why their success in New England. A terrific one. And maybe at some point, maybe we'll get a chance to hear that. But I draw on that, and I draw on this 30 for 30 piece. And I'm giving you the background because then I want to take it a step forward and look at the Packers situation. So just bear with me. So in this 30 for 30 piece, it talks about Robert Kraft being this kind of the self-made man, so to speak, and how he's taken the Gillette Enterprise and built it into this magnanimous venture, okay? So he sits down at the beginning of every season and once every couple of weeks with everybody that matters, so to speak. He sits down, and in his office, okay, he's got this chair. And it's very casual. It's like sitting in your living room. He's got a couple of couches. He's got a couple of chairs, you know, these comfortable-looking chairs like you'd have in front of your fireplace or something. He's got these two big couches, these two, I think there's two or four of these chairs, and he sits down with every department head. He sits down with Bill Belichick, sits down with player personnel, sits down with marketing, sits down with the pro shop director, sits down with the trainer, the doctor comes up, and he sits down with the personnel people that kind of the HR department that's oversee many of the different departments, everything from catering and the food service and all that stuff. Sits down with all the heads. They're all there. And they all kind of just chat. And then they give their quick report, and he calls it the elevator pitch, which I find fantastic. Okay, you got a minute or two, go. This is what we got going on. And he comes with an agenda. He says, I want to know, here's some things that I've made notes of. here's some things we talked about last time. I want to know what is better, what needs to be fixed, and what are you having trouble with? And they give it. Here it is. And he writes it all down, and he says, okay. And it's amazing because as he starts to talk, you know, he was talking to one of the people in the marketing department, and they were actually talking about they were having some trouble because of the amount of volume that they were dealing with online with some of these orders. And he was saying, well, what about Sherry down there and Sally down there and Jim down there? He knew them all by name. Can they do this? Do you think Jim could do that? Do you think Mark can do this? Do you think Sheila can do that? It was, you know, and they're saying, yeah, you know, well, you know, she's had this hand issue. The one girl had carpal tunnel. She was coming back. And he's like, oh, okay, make sure we send her some flowers and say thank you. He sits down with everybody. And Bill Belichick is sitting there having to go through this meeting. Now, Bill doesn't look like an angry, crotchety old guy like, dude, I'm up here and you're wasting my time. I should be somewhere else deciphering all that it is that the gods of football have bestowed upon me so I can annihilate every opponent and give you another championship. Bill is enjoying the conversation. He's talking about everything. Yeah, it's probably a little bit of a pain in the ass, but he's sitting there talking about everything in the organization. And then we talk to Robert Ortiz. And Robert gets traded over to the Patriots. And he says, he comes in and he says, I'm blown away. I said, what makes him so good? He said, it's they truly care about everybody. Even if they don't in their hearts, you're made to feel like they care about everybody. He said, I walked out of the complex. I had a workout. I was walking out. I've only been there anywhere from 5 to 7 days. Been there a week. Robert Kraft across the parking lot. Robert, how you doing? Hey, come here. Hey, man, it was great to get you here. Great to see you where he played and knew a lot about his family. Hey, is your friends, your girlfriend, they like it here? Have you brought them up? Have you shown them around? Hey, make sure you show them over here to this place to eat, you know. Use my name. Hey, make sure you... That's it. So when people get crazy mad, Mark Murphy's meddling. What does he need to meet with anybody for? This is the kind of things that go on. This isn't Mark Murphy going, okay... He's not Ebenezer Scrooge, okay? He's not sitting at this big desk, this big accounting desk, looking down on everybody as minions going, okay, I'm going to dictate this, I'm going to dictate. Maybe Jerry Jones does that or did that in his early days. But even Jerry Jones has learned you don't do that anymore. Mark Murphy's just saying, hey, what's going on? Tell me the good, tell me the bad, tell me the things you're having trouble with, and if I can help you. He's got his guys in place. So for everybody that's so concerned, oh, my God, the draft is coming up. What is Mark going to do? Who's Mark going to choose? Mark's fading away into the background. Mark doesn't want to be out in the spotlight anymore. The only time he wants to be in the spotlight is if he's cutting a ribbon on a brand new hotel that's going in, or they're opening up another end of Titletown where the team's consistently making money and being successful in that area. If they're going to open up a car dealership wing of the pro shop of all green and gold cars, okay, with the big G on them or something, you know, and you get a numbered car, he's going to open that up. Okay, which, is, by the way, that's not a bad idea. They could probably do that. Take a bunch of different brands of brand new cars, paint them either green or paint them gold, trim them up really cool, just badass leather interior with either yellow or green or whatever it is you want to make on it. Have a couple of teammates sign it, lacquer it in. You're good to go. Mark, put that on the next list, marketing-wise. The green and gold, the Packer Titletown car show or whatever it is. Anyway, that's what he's concerned with. So are you really upset that Mark Murphy is still meeting with the department heads as the president of the organization? That's his job. And Mark just kind of let it go for a while because that's what Bob Harlan did. Bob Harlan said, you don't mess with the personnel side. Let them go do their thing. I get it. Rock on, man. Go do it. But it also became problematic. So as the president, it's his responsibility to step back in. Maybe he did it a little too late. I'm sure some of you will say that. But he did it. So I'm not sure why people are so up in arms. And I'm not kissing ass to the organization. I'm not, because I like Mark. I'm not, look, I'll preface this by saying I think Mark's a pretty good guy. I think he's a pretty sharp guy. This was a guy that was in line should Roger Goodell have been fired by the owners at some point. Because of everything that was going on with CTE and all the bad publicity and the violence and everything, the way they were handling things. And there was some talk that the owners wanted him out, specifically Jerry Jones. Had he gone by the wayside, Mark Murphy, many people were talking about being the next commissioner of football. So he's not a stupid man. But there are six people that are reporting to Mark Murphy on the football side. Okay? I'm just saying I don't think it's that big a deal.
Murphy said in a recent piece of the Journal Sentinel, quote, "I'll be involved and supportive, but I'm not going to make football decisions. I'm not making decisions on who we are going to draft or who's on the 53-man roster or whether we should pass on third and one. It's completely up to Matt LaFleur and the complete coaching staff." Murphy went on to say that it would be very different if Matt was reporting directly to Brian and he was a supervisor. Now that there's a partnership that I think will really benefit the organization, if they can't agree on something, they come to me. And what I usually say is, well, sit down and I want you two to work it out. And then they work it out.
There you go. I get that. That's it. Robert Kraft's words were, in his elevator, here we go, so we can start to discuss things. What's good, what's bad, and what do you need help with? What works, what doesn't work, and where can I help you? What do you need help with? It's all about support. That's it. Mark Murphy should sit down and say, hey, month on the job, what's good, what's bad, what doesn't work, and what can I help you with? That's it. What can I help you with? Mark, I think we got this. Great. What's good? What's good? Well, we've got our coaches in place. We've spoken to Aaron Rodgers. We're already diving into personnel decisions. We look like we're going to have a strong draft defensively. We know we need help in that area. Brian and I have been talking about this, talking about that. We're getting ready to head to Combine. We want to look at all that. I mean, what's bad? Well, this is bad. This Saturday practice crap didn't work. If it's okay, I'm going to go ahead and scrap that. I want to make sure I wanted to let you know about that. We're going to travel here. These are kind of some of the things I'm thinking for the upcoming games and the schedule this season. Okay, what can I help you with? Well, you know what? My guys, they're having trouble getting settled. Their families are having trouble getting settled. They're looking for additional schooling. They're looking for this for their kids and their family. And gotcha. We got a department for that. You get a hold of such and such. I'll help you with that. I'll make this transition better for you. That's what Mark Murphy's there for. Mark Murphy's not down in the war room right now going, I'm going to write all this out, and I'm going to fax it over. I'm going to tell Goody who to draft, and then I'm going to go upstairs, and I'm going to sit on my throne. I'm going to look out the window, and I put my fingers back together, back together, back together, back and forth, and I'm going to be the god of Titletown. That's not what he's doing. Come on, man. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we are on the air. We are glad to have you this time of year. You know, you're stuck indoors. It's back to being cold again. It's going to be an up and down roller coaster until we get into warmer weather. But this time of year, could be having cabin fever a little bit, huddled up indoors and tired a little bit, putting on weight. You know, hey, if you're dealing with sexual health issues, being indoors is not the best place to be stuck to. You know what I'm saying? Even staying indoors can be a drag. My friends, the medical experts at Neumel Medical Center, they have a 98% success rate at treating guys with ED. That is 98%. And that is without all the nasty side effects from the pills. So if you're sluggish, you're moody, you got the brain fog, maybe you don't have stamina or energy, you could have low T just like I had. And all you got to do is call them. If you're over the age of 30, just call them. 414-455-4451, and they certainly can help you. And don't buy into the whole winter fat garbage thing. You can start losing that spare tire right now. I mean, we're going to be getting into the beach season, if you know what I mean, and you don't want to look terrible. Come on. You want to feel good walking around outside, T-shirt, all that kind of good stuff. They have the all-in-one weight loss program. Neumel's got it going on. I'm down over 60, have been for a long time. You can be, you can do it. It's really simple. It really is. Give them 30 days and you're going to be good to go. Call the Neumel Medical Center today, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Say goodbye to the cabin fever. Say hello to the new you. That's Neumel Medical Center, Milwaukee and Green Bay, and they're taking people from all over the state and beyond the borders. Call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. So, We were talking about that a little bit earlier about the Green Bay Packers. Now on to the Brewers. Yasmani Grandal. A lot of people are throwing around the terminology World Series or bust. An article written by Adam McAlvey by going to Brewers.com and MLB.com says that for the Brewers, is 2019 World Series or bust? Okay, now we talk about that all the time on this particular program. The signing, the surprise signing, by the way, of Yasmani Grandal, not to the sort of multi-year deal expected going into the offseason, but a one-year contract guaranteeing him a little over $18 million a year. He is not a fan of saying that. I feel like the expectations you have personally as a player and as a team are always going to exceed those of the outside world, no matter how lofty those are. That's according to Christian Yelich. Okay? Lorenzo Cain represented Stern's big winter splashes a couple of years ago when Lorenzo Cain and Yelich came into the mix. He said, "We understand what we are capable of. We just got to build on it. We can't take any steps back. We've got to grow as individual players and as a team. I think we're all going to do that." Travis Shaw said it more plainly. "We expect to get to the World Series. This is the window we are in right now," Shaw added. "We have a nice little window right here where everybody's under control and we can go for it the next couple of years. That's what everybody's shooting for." Okay? One player offered a dissenting opinion. "I think we just need to get away from the label World Series or bust," Grandal said. "For us, it's going to be just playing on a daily basis and figuring out how we need to win games. If we do that, we are going to be successful at the end of the year. In LA, every year is World Series or bust, and people didn't really understand the fact that we won the division 5-6 years in a row. For an organization to be accomplished as that, for a chance to get to the postseason," he said, "that's huge. Forget about people saying we need to go back and repeat what we did. We're capable of doing that. We know we can do it. And now we just go out and play." So Yasmani Grandal basically says, look, it's not World Series or bust. It's how do we win today's game or bust? Because if you win enough games, you're going to be in the postseason. And whatever happens in the postseason, we'll take you from there. And he's right. He's right. But I still think that there's a lot of people here that truly believe World Series are bust. And I understand it. Right or wrong, I understand it because that's where the expectation is. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I want your thoughts. Should we be saying World Series are bust? And I wrote this, about a week or so ago. Look, I'm not, I want them to go to the World Series. I'm ready for them to take the next step. Do you legitimately believe that this team is a World Series team? Okay, if you do, then it's World Series or bust, okay? But what happened last year? Christian Yelich has to stay healthy. Lorenzo Cain has to stay healthy. They basically have to do what they did last year, okay? Ryan Braun's got to give you at least 115 ball games or more and do it at a pretty good rate, hitting better than 265, 270, 275. I mean, I don't think we're going to expect Ryan Braun numbers like around the 300s ever again, but if you can get that out of him, you're pretty good, okay? If you get a better year this year out of Travis, get the year that you had 2 years ago out of Travis Shaw, you're smoking. You get a full year of Arcia the way you got the second half of last year from Arcia and the year prior to that from Arcia, you're smoking. You figure out second. Aguilar maybe gives you a few more home runs but keeps it steady. You don't need 2 home runs in a game. You don't need 7 home runs in a week. Just keep it steady. Bring the average up a little bit. Keep hitting the baseball. Keep driving in runs. Keep being a threat. You're smoking. And if Yasmani Grandal can give you anything better than 250 or 260 behind the plate, you've hit a home run. Now, the biggest question mark on this team is, can they repeat what they did last year via the pitching? And I'm not talking starting or rotation or the bullpen. I'm talking as a whole. Can they repeat what they did last year? Can you have a starter or two really step up Anything you get out of Jimmy Nelson that's a positive is going to be icing on this cake. And can't do they have enough depth again in that bullpen to give you innings eaters and guys that can get guys out? Can Josh Hader do what he did? Because Josh Hader was virtually unhittable to the All-Star break last year. I mean, can they give you all of that? Because if they can, it's World Series or bust. Can Craig Counsell push all the right buttons? And here's the most important factor. Does getting rid of DJ and Tunnel, the pitching coaches, that staff, allowing that thing to go away, and the culture that they created, is there a way to recreate all of that? I'm not saying you want to go back to the past, okay, because it's very hard to go back and hope that history repeats itself, because very rarely it does, in the sense of trying to create something good again. But can they create something new and as or more exciting than what was already installed? Because I think that is behind the scenes may play a bigger role in this year's success than some of the things that we know and understand, and that's specific numbers in front of us. Because I think specifically what Lee Tunnel had created out there, and from what I understand from a couple of the guys, that atmosphere, that brotherhood that they had in that bullpen, it was almost in the sports vernacular, it was almost a piece of art. They had it so good out there. And I'm talking about the atmosphere. I'm not talking about, coaches taking it easy on them. I'm talking about they had it so wonderful because guys loved to come to work. They loved it. There was a culture out there. They knew who was up. They knew who was ready. They were all kind of, going for one another. It was almost like you knew when you went to the mound, you were taking everybody in that bullpen with you because they all had your back. That was something that was created. That culture was created via Lee Tunnel. So I hope they don't miss him more than just saying, it's a relief coach. Who cares? Because fans won't recognize that, but guys out in that pen will. 855-830-8648. All right, let's do this. Let's find out how big the Milwaukee Bucks really are. We know in Milwaukee there's Bucks fever. All right? Outside of the area, let's say going out to the state's capital, out into Madison. How big are they? How big is this game coming up this weekend as the Badgers get set to take on Michigan over in Ann Arbor? Joe Miller, co-host of the Joe and Ebo Show on 96.7 FM and 1670 AM, The Zone out in Madison. He is going to be joining us. Hang in there for that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Summer will get here, my friends, I'm telling you. And when it does, beginning in June, Wednesday Night Live is back and better than ever. Great bands, music under the stars. The beverages are flowing. It gets bigger each and every year. It's awesome, and hopefully you get a chance to come out and catch a Wednesday night or two or nine or ten with yours truly, as we're going to be out there all season long. Looking forward to it all at the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park every Wednesday night. Hope to see you out there. It's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. More right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Hopefully you're having a fine one. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Hey, just got word, John Horst giving us a shout. He is going to join me today, 12:06 Central Time. And you can find us on the radio.com app. You can find us just by simply going to the website, BillMichaelsSports.com, if you want to listen in or just keep it tuned here. But the general manager for your Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, will join me today coming up in about 30 minutes. So stay tuned for that. 855-830-8648. We're going to take a trip now out to Madison. Let's just see how big everything's getting. And you're going to put your finger on the pulse out there, our buddy Joe from the Joe and Ebo show out there on the Zone in Madison joining us now. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Billy. Just trying to keep all my bets in line for this weekend.
Well, I figured you probably had a few ducats down on something. So let's start with what's going on in your own backyard, and that is the Wisconsin Badgers, who are rolling right now, my friend.
Oh, unbelievable, right? A month ago, this team's maybe left for dead, you know, at a crossroads. They lost 4 of 5. They had that awful offensive performance at home against Minnesota. Follow that up with the stinker in the first half on the road against Maryland. And you're thinking, gosh, maybe last year wasn't a fluke. Maybe there really is problems with this program. And what do they do? No, they win 6 in a row, a couple of huge road wins. And now you're playing potentially Saturday for a piece of the Big Ten lead going into Michigan.
So what's been the turnaround for them in your eyes?
Really just, you know, names like Brad Davison. I know Nathan Reavers hasn't been the best as of late, but he's had a good run. And really just taking care of the basketball, you know, doing things that we were used to seeing so much under Bo Ryan, where this team very rarely made mistakes, and it was always forcing the other team to make the mistakes. They were kind of loose with the basketball, you know, to start Big Ten play, very un-Wisconsin-like, and they've tightened it up. They're not turning the ball over. They're getting more out of their possessions, and it's just, it's kind of the Badger basketball, honestly, Bill, that, you know, you've been used to seeing here in Madison for the last 20 years.
The reality of this team is either they're playing above their heads, they've been this good all along, or they were underwhelming in the first portion of the season trying to put it all together. Which one of those do you buy into?
See, most people, Bill, right there, be like, Bill, it's a little bit of all of that. Screw that crap. I'll give you an answer. I think they were underperforming early on. I think, you know, Greg Gard said it. And every team has to deal with Christmas break. And maybe at Wisconsin, hell, we do have the number one party school, according to some. Maybe they got after too much on Christmas break. Who knows? But, I mean, they were flat. You know, they had that game against Western Kentucky, which was awful on the road. I think that kind of led to problems. I think that loss lingered with them, you know, for the first couple weeks of a Big Ten play to start the new year. And I think they were just, you know, talk about funks in sports. They were in it. I mean, you go back to the non-conference games when they beat Oklahoma and Stanford and Xavier and NC State and really had Virginia on the ropes with about 2 minutes left. I mean, this team looked legit the first month of the season. They just checked out for whatever reason, you know, December, early January. But, boy, you look at the last 3-4 weeks, they've been pretty darn good.
First and foremost, are you guys heading out to spring training?
Bill, it's like the party bus thing last year. I want to say yes. But this guy, Ebo, even though my name is first on the show, somehow this guy's the program director, so I got to defer these questions to Ebo. The short answer is, of course, we're going to go. But, you know, I was promised a party bus last year on these airwaves.
All right.
So I'll leave that up to the next time you got Ebo says on your show.
I'm just checking because I wanted to know what the over and under that you guys being the betting guys that you are, that you need bail money. So that's the only reason I was finding out, because I know we're going out there in the middle of March, so I wanted to find out for myself. Hey,
No, Bill, that's when I do the shows out in Vegas. That's where Ebo
gotcha.
Sends like an emergency bail fund. When I'm in Vegas, all bets are off.
There you go.
I'll behave.
Perfect. Hey, has Bucks fever caught on out there in the state's capital?
Yeah, 100%. I heard you talking about that earlier. I mean, it's so similar to our parts to the Brewers, where obviously in any part of the state, it's Packers first. In our part, it's always 1 or 1A with the Packers versus Badgers. And I remember doing a show during the football season where the Packers were still relevant and Wisconsin was still relevant. Seems like a long time ago. But it was the Brewers. I said, my God, Ebo, we just did 3 of a 4-hour show. We haven't even talked about the Badgers or the Packers yet, because people were so into that Brewer rush, you know, in August and September. People were so into it around here. And the same thing's happening here. I mean, look, the Badgers are awesome. We love them. You could talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers every single day in the year, but, you know, we're getting through shows where, and, you know, our big voice guy says voice of the people. So we talk about what the callers want. And, you know, we've gone, I think we had a stretch of 7 hours in a row this week on the air between multiple days where we didn't even mention the Packers, because it's just all Bucks all the time.
What's the most let me ask you this. Have you guys been over to the new Fiserv Forum yet?
I've been, not for a Buck game.
Okay.
To get my rock and roll fix on. I'm waiting for Radio Joe Zenzola's red carpet invite.
Well, I'm sure it'll happen at some point, specifically as they effort towards the postseason, but What are people out there, I guess, saying about the Bucks? Because to me, it's this way. There's a lot of people that are excited. They're looking over the fence. But really, until you crank one out in the postseason, there's also a lot of people with a ton of skepticism. Is that about the way you see it out there?
Yeah, I would say yes. But, like, we love our Twitter polls, Bill. Twitter, the greatest invention since indoor plumbing, I've always said. And, you know, we put one out today. You know, after the trade deadline, you saw what the Raptors did, you saw what the Sixers did, you saw what the Bucks did. Do you believe the Bucks are an NBA final team? And I don't know if this is wishful thinking or they really are that good, but it was like 70% of our listeners voted yes, they're going to the finals. I figured it would win, but, you know, a slight majority. I mean, it was like 75% of our callers, listeners today were like, heck yeah, they're going to the NBA finals. So, you know, I don't know if they're just drinking the green Kool-Aid right now or this team is really, you know, going to be there at the end.
I'm talking with Joe Miller of the Joe and Ebo Show on 96.7 FM out there at the Zone in Madison and 1670 AM. So we've got Yasmani Grandal saying, oh, hold the bus for a minute. I don't want to talk about World Series or bust. Everybody else is basically saying, hey, you got to get to the World Series if you're making moves to get better than what you were last year. You were only a game out. So is it a World Series or bust year for the Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has to be, right? You get six outs away from the World Series in a seventh game on your home field. It doesn't get any more of a World Series than bust. I mean, obviously, we'll still see on the Dallas Keuchel thing. I'm kind of 50-50 on if he's going to sign. But, I mean, you don't go out and get a guy like that, Bill, because you're preparing for the 2021 season. And you don't pay a catcher $18 million if you're thinking ahead to the next two or three years. I mean, they kind of had a 4 or 5 year window with Yelich and Kane last year and bringing back some of the guys they did. I think David Stearns, this was about the year. I think we always have said if they were a year ahead. I think this is the year when it all started that Stearns thought his master plan would come together. Now it came together a year early, so I would think absolutely. I know the Cubs and Cardinals, people say, have maybe gotten better in the offseason, but look, I'm old school guy, Bill. I'm the champ until someone beats you. This team won the NL Central. I think they should be thought of as the favorites in the NL Central again.
Do you like what's going on in Chicago? The fact that they basically stood pat, they're hoping that everything comes back. Because I think right now when you look at Vegas, and Chicagoans are genuinely shocked that they're only picked to win 82 to 85 games. I think they're looking at saying, what Lester did last year, he's getting older. You didn't get anything out of Chatwood. Yu Darvish is Yu Darvish, and he's a weird dude. You've got some turmoil going on, not only on the field, but also with your manager, because this is his, quote, lame duck year. I think there's a lot of things right now going on down in Chicago Joe Ricketts throwing out the racist emails. I think there's a lot going on down there that's not positive.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, you never say give up on the Cubs because they...
No, they're talented. They're still going to be there. I just don't know that they're the lock shoe-in that everybody thought they were.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, with you got to keep an eye on the Cardinals. You know, it's just a matter of time. Now they come back. Obviously, getting Goldschmidt was huge. And, I don't know how much I buy into Cincinnati. That would be for you, Bill. But, I mean, I don't know. Everyone loves what they did in the offseason. So I still like the Brewers. Yeah, I think the Cubs take a step back. I mean, I don't think they're a 90-win team. I think they'll be kind of what people thought the Brewers are going to be a year ago. Maybe a team that's, you know, fighting for a wild card berth.
Hey, one more thing before I let you go, and that is we were talking a little bit of Packers. I know that's a big topic of conversation there as well. Thoughts on the moves that they have made and the direction they're headed?
Yeah, I mean, God, I want to believe in this. You know, everyone, of course, the Super Bowl and Sean McVay, and it's the young man's game now, whether it's players or coaches, and we think we got it. And Matt LaFleur, I mean, the question, I don't know if we'll know until someone writes a tell-all book once they leave Green Bay, is like, what is Mark Murphy's deal? Like, because you get the sense every time you watch a press conference or watch him speak that he's got his fingers in everything. And, is Brian Gutekunst really the GM? Is Matt LaFleur really the head coach? Or is Murphy have a fingerprint on all this? And if he does, I don't know if it's going to work. I mean, I do agree change was needed. With Mike McCarthy, I think that the message has grown stale. The question is this weird, you know, structure of leadership they have in Green Bay. I'll be really interested, Bill, to see that first 2 weeks in March when free agency hits, you know, Cobb and Matthews and, you know, what you bring back Bulaga and Nick Perry. I mean, so many huge decisions. I will be fascinated to see what they do the first couple weeks of March.
Yeah, I think that, Mark, you're going to see him very slowly fade off into the background now that all his pieces are in place. So we'll see how it happens. No doubt. Joe, always good. Maybe we'll see you out there in spring training, okay?
Put a call into Evo for me.
I will.
Will you, Bill? For God's sakes, I couldn't get the party bus last year. Can I get to spring training?
You know, he doesn't answer since he got married. You know, I mean, let's be honest. He's got bigger fish to fry right now. So.
Bill, they're jarified. That's a term around here. That he's jarified. Look it up.
Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, boys.
There you go. Joe Miller from the Joe and Evo Show out in Madison on the Zone, our fine affiliate out there, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're going to get done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. My friends at Van Horn Automotive reminding you that they're the home of the 90-day test drive. They have dealerships all over the state of Wisconsin. I went to the one up in Plymouth. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a new vehicle, go to vanhornauto.com and see about the 90-day test drive. It's exactly the way it sounds. Take it for 90 days. See if you like it. If you don't, bring it back. No further commitment. If you do, you can save up to $2,000 off. But you can't do anything unless you actually go to vanhornauto.com. Take it down, vanhornauto.com. And you can see all the qualifications. Do what I did. I went out there looking for a luxury car. I ended up buying a luxury car wrapped in a pickup truck. I mean, I love the thing. And it's worked out extremely well. And they have service shops all over the state. They take imports, domestics, any type of vehicle. They can handle it. They're just really good people. And the best part about it is everybody's an owner. So no matter who it is you talk to, they got part of the company. That's the way they believe. You know, give it to the employees and they'll take pride in it. And that's exactly what they do. It's not just buying a vehicle. It's buying a dealership and buying service. And that's what you're doing and where you're going. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. When we come back, you're going to hear from David Stearns, general manager from your Milwaukee Brewers, next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends that took us to the Super Bowl. We can't say thanks enough to everybody that took us to the Super Bowl. Also, those that are taking us to spring training. And our friends at Brumar Productions, they have Eagle Mania, the world's greatest Eagles tribute band. It's next week, Thursday the 14th, in Grays Lake, Illinois, with Ryan McIntyre and company. It's at Austin's Fuel Room. Go to fuelroom.com for tickets. That's fuelroom.com for tickets. Friday the 15th. Now, next weekend, Valentine's weekend. Friday the 15th in Sheboygan, they're going to be at the Weill Center. Go to weillcenter.com. That's weillcenter.com there for tickets. And then Saturday the 16th, Wausau. Here they come, Grand Theater. Go to grandtheater.org and go out and have yourself a good time. If you're an Eagles fan, the world's greatest Eagles tribute band is on the road. They're coming to an area near you. It's all brought to you by Brumar Productions. David Stearns said, hey, the expectations, when we were talking about things about being World Series or bust, he said, hey, the expectations are high, man.
We had a very good year last year. We went deep into the playoffs, and whenever you have a year like that and you bring back the majority of your team, and make a couple of additions, which we are and we have, expectations are going to be high. And so that's something to embrace, and we'll continue to do that.
In addition to that, he discusses the play, the man himself, and that is Christian Yelich.
His performance last year exceeded even my expectations, and I had really high expectations for him. But he's done everything we possibly could have hoped and more, both on and off the field.
In addition to that, he also says, as far as Yelich being the MVP, what does that mean to his team?
First and foremost, it's a special event for Christian and his family. It's a recognition of a tremendous amount of hard work that he's put in to get there. It's also a meaningful moment for the organization. That doesn't happen all the time.
It doesn't. We haven't seen anything like this. I mean, obviously, since Ryan Braun won it years ago, and it's a real shot in the arm to the organization, the pride that all the guys around him take. So it's big time. It's big time. And a lot of anticipation and excitement coming for the Milwaukee Brewers this year. Hey, a reminder coming up here in about 10 minutes, the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, is going to join us live. We're going to be chatting with him. If you've got a question, just tweet it to us, at @Bill_Michaels, and I'll see what I can ask. @Bill_Michaels. That's @Bill_Michaels. Hey, for the next year or so, I want to let you know, I'm going to be bringing you some facts about ethanol and gasoline. And you know why? Because there's a lot of misinformation out there. And you know me, if it's not right, it kind of bugs me. Hell, even I do it. I'll say some things and I'll go, ah, crap. and I'll come back and correct it. That's what I'm doing. I've got a flex fuel vehicle. There's a lot of them on the road. You have one probably. And they can run E85. They can run the E15. That's fuel for me. Ethanol. That's fuel for me. That's what. Why? Because it's grown by Wisconsin corn growers right here in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers. Those that live here, eat here, breathe here, die here, work here, shop here, spend their money here, pay their taxes, send their kids to school. It all stays here. It's all manufactured at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association ethanol plants, and that employs Wisconsin workers as well. I'm helping the economy by doing so. I hope you do also. I used to hear all the stuff that would say it would ruin my engine. And I'm here to tell you, I've got two vehicles. One is brand new with 8,000 miles. The other one has 300,000 miles. Both run the same. Fantastic. I did what everybody should do. Checked out the sources. And guess what? Most of the misinformation coming out, it's from guess who? It's the big companies that don't want you to buy the ethanol. Duh. So for the next year, look forward to hearing more about this topic. I'm going to be spewing a lot of facts at you. It's something important for all of us to know. From me to you and the Wisconsin Biofuels Association, learn more at wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org. All right, coming up next, John Horse. He made a hell of a deal. He's kind of tweaked this thing, and they're ready to go. Second half of the season right around the corner. General manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, John Horse, next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.